This is De Bello Gallico, Book 6, Chapter 13. In Omni Gallia, in all Gaul, sunt genera duo eorum hominum. There are two classes of those men. Qui sunt, who are, aliquo numero, atque honere, who are of a sum or of any number and status. Non plebes, for the lower class, for the plebeians, the common people. Paene habitur is almost held, loco servorum, in the place of slaves. Qui nihil audit per se, who dare nothing by themselves. Nullo adhibitur concilio, and is included at no assembly. Plerique, the greater part, cum aut aere alieno primitur, who are oppressed either by debt, literally by bronze of someone else, aut magnitudine tributorum, or by the size of their taxes, aut inuria potentiorum, or by the violence of more powerful men, se se dicant, they proclaim themselves, meaning they surrender themselves, in servitutem, into slavery, nobilibus, to the upper class, to the nobility. Quibus, for whom? Eadem omnia iura, all the same rights, in hos, towards them, sunt, exist. Quae dominis in servos, which exists for slaves, for masters, towards their slaves. Sed, but, de his duobus generibus, concerning these two classes, alterum est druidum, the other, okay, so one class is of the druids, alterum equitum, the other is of the equestrians, illi, so those men, meaning the former, the druids, inter sunt rebus divinis, they are present at, or they attend to divine matters, sacrificia, publica at or ac privata procurant. They take care of public and private sacrifices. Religiones interpretantur. They interpret religious matters. Ad host, to these men. Magnus numerus adolescentium, a large number of young men. Concurrit, they flock, they run. Causa disciplinae, for the sake of instruction. He sunt apud ellos, and these men, the druids, are among them, the young men, in magno honore, in great honor, meaning they're highly respected by the young men. All right, so I'm going to go back and translate those first 12 lines again. So in all Gaul, there are two classes of those men who are of some number and status. The lower class is almost held in the place of slaves who dare nothing by themselves and is included at no assembly. The greater part, when they're oppressed either by debt or the size of the taxes or by the violence of more powerful men, they give themselves up into slavery to the nobles, for whom all the same rights towards them exist, which exists for masters towards slaves. But concerning these two classes, one is that of the druids, the other of the equestrians. Those men, the former, are present at, or they attend to divine matters. They take care of public and private sacrifices and interpret all the matters of religion, the religious matters. To these, a large number of young men flock for the sake of instruction, and these men are in great honor among them. Nam, constituent, for they judge. Fere, de fere, concerning almost all, omnibus, publicus privatus, quae public and private, controversies, disputes. Et si quod facinus est admissum, and if any crime has been done, sicatis facta, if a murder has been committed, Si controversia es, if there's a dispute concerning hereditate, concerning inheritance. Definibus, concerning boundaries. Idem, decernit, likewise, they render judgment, they decide. Primia, buenas, quae constituunt, they establish rewards and punishments. Si qui aut privatus aut populus non stetit, if either a private man or a public man, it's like any people of them, non stetit, has not abided or has not stood by, eorum decreto, by their judgment, sacrificiis interdicunt, they prohibit that person from the sacrifices. Haec poena apud eos est gravissima, this punishment among them is the most severe. Quibus ita est interdictum hi, so these men, against whom it has thus been prohibited, habentur, are held, numero impiorum at scelerator, are held in the number of the ungodly and wicked. Omnes his decedunt, all shun them, all depart from them. Auditum sermonem quae defugiunt, they flee their approach and conversation. Nay, lest, accipiant, they receive, quid incommodi, any evil, de contagione, from the contact. Neque his petentes jus reditur, nor is justice given to them when seeking it, petentibus, neque nor is any honos, any honor, communicantur, given to them, imparted to them. Autem, moreover, his omnibus druidibus, over all these druids, unus priest, one is preeminent, one presides, qui habet inter eos summam auctoritatem, who among them holds the highest authority, hoc mortuo, with him dead, so basically if he dies, out, either, si qui ex reliquis excellit dignitate, if someone excels the rest in dignity, succedit, he succeeds. Out, or, si sunt plures pares, if there are many equal, suffragio druidem, by the vote of the druids. So he succeeds by the vote of the druids. Okay. So I'm going to stop there and retranslate the from 13 to 25. Four, they judge concerning almost all public and private disputes. And if any crime has been done, if a murder has been committed, if there's a dispute concerning inheritance or boundaries, they render judgment likewise. They establish rewards and punishment. If either any private or public person has not abided by their judgment, they exclude that person from the sacrifices, and this punishment is among them the most severe. These men against whom it has been thus prohibited are held in the number of the ungodly and the wicked, all shun them. They avoid their approach and conversation, lest they receive some evil from their contact. Nor is justice granted to them beseeching it, nor is any honor given to them. Over all these druids, one man is preeminent, who among them holds the greatest authority, with him dead, either, if someone excels the rest of the druids in dignity, that he succeeds, or if many are equal, the next chief moves up, basically, by the vote of the druids. Okay, so we still got the rest of it, but it's kind of a long chapter, so this is going to have to be two audio booths. But this is really about the druids and all the power that they've got. They've got a lot of judicial and religious duties, and they're talking about this shunning. So, you know, that's definitely a powerful punishment, so we'll speak more about that in class.